Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about using Claude AI for React Native development. Let's dive in.
I'm excited. This sounds like a powerful tool. So what's the core idea here?
Essentially, it's a walkthrough of building a camera app using Claude AI, emphasizing the importance of understanding the underlying principles rather than just blindly copying code.
That makes sense. Blindly trusting AI can be a recipe for disaster. So, how does this beta guy approach it?
He starts by installing Claude and setting up a new React Native project using Expo, which, by the way, is a great framework for quickly building mobile apps. He then installs the necessary dependencies, like Expo Camera and Expo Media Library. Smart move.
Definitely. Getting the groundwork laid is crucial. What about the design aspect? Did he just wing it?
Nope. He uses a Dribbble design as inspiration for the UI. He specifically mentions a cool bottom right clock-like interface for zoom control, which sounds interesting.
I see. Interesting. So how does Claude AI fit into all of this?
He uses Claude's planning mode to outline the implementation in phases, focusing on permissions, core features, UI elements, and advanced features. It's all about planning before diving into coding. He uses Anthropic's console to generate prompts for Claude. Pretty clever.
That's a great tip. Using the console for prompt generation can save a lot of time and get better results. I need to check that out. Did he mention any specific Claude commands?
Yes, he used init to initialize a Claude markdown file, which acts as documentation for the project. And he strongly advises using version control and committing changes after each step. A true professional.
Got it. Version control is a lifesaver, especially when working with AI tools. What about the actual UI implementation?
He pastes a screenshot of the Dribbble design directly into the Claude input, instructing it to develop a UI similar to the image. Amazing, right? Plus, he emphasizes abstracting components, which is a great practice.
Right. Abstraction makes code cleaner and more maintainable. But does Claude actually manage to pull off the complex UI based on just a screenshot?
Surprisingly, yes. He runs the app on a real device, and while there are some initial hiccups with missing dependencies, the overall design looks pretty good. He even gets the camera working, although he notes that Claude sometimes struggles with UI translations.
I get it. It's a complex task for an AI, but even getting close is quite impressive. Were there any issues during the development process?
Well, he mentions an issue with the camera timer where it kept taking pictures after the initial shot. He fixes this by giving more specific instructions to Claude, which worked. He also talks about how Claude handles more complex features like the circular zoom control. It sounds like a work in progress. He then proceeds to phase two, adding features like video recording and UI enhancements. He continually iterates and provides feedback to Claude, making sure he commits his progress to Git as well.
This sounds like a fascinating approach. It's cool to see how human guidance combined with AI capabilities can accelerate development. So what's the final verdict? Is Claude AI a game changer for React Native development?
Edo concludes that Claude is a powerful tool, but emphasizes the need for strong fundamentals. AI can take you far quickly, but understanding the underlying principles is essential for handling unexpected issues and making necessary refinements. He also plugs his React Native course, which is understandable. All in all, this sounds like a powerful approach. Remember, building with AI isn't magic. It's about leveraging smart tools along with your own skills. See you all next time.
Goodbye.